It's Paul O'Mahony talking with Trevor Winkworth, the CEO of In Hand Guides. First of all, Trevor, can I say, look, a happy new year to you.
Happy new year to you, Paul. I'm delighted to see you.
I've been in talking with Jamie and Gillian, and now yourself. And so give me an idea, as you look back over 2014, how has In Hand Guides done in the year?
Well, now, firstly, you met Gillian and Jamie, so you will notice that we're expanding. We have our office now in Rubicon Plus and CIT. Gillian's our in-house accountant and Jamie handles sales and marketing for the UK and Ireland. So 2014's, it's been a successful year. It's been a tough year. We've more than doubled our sales. Gillian will give me the exact figure, but we're somewhere between €600,000 and €700,000 we'll close the books on at the end of the year. We launched into Niagara Falls. We launched into Genoa, which would have been the major launches. Locally, we launched into Spike Island. And so it's been a successful year. Kernel gave us a follow-on investment. Enterprise Ireland gave us approval over Christmas for another investment early in the new year linked to jobs. And then for 2015, we can chat about in a minute. It's a break or break year, 2015, but it's also a very exciting year.
So it sounds like things have been pretty buoyant.
They are buoyant. Buoyancy brings problems. But they are, no, they're buoyant. 2015, we look to double sales again to head towards 1.5 million. We're planning to add people to our employment. We're already contracting a consultant in America to start work for us this month. The big push will be in the US, particularly as we work in dollars in China and the euro at the moment is taking a plunge. So the big push will be in the US because we also launched, as you know, we launched into Niagara with Hornblower last summer. We're now launching into Hornblower Cruises Manhattan in April.
Is that a cruise around Manhattan?
It's a cruise around the Statue of Liberty and Governor's Island, Ellis Island.
Ah, and Ellis Island would be particularly interesting to the Irish people.
Yeah, it will. Well, funny enough, Hornblower are making this particularly interesting to the Chinese people.
How on earth are they going to interest? Because Chinese immigration, I thought, went into San Francisco.
Their specific business model is the cruise around, so they don't necessarily land. Now, they've placed an order for 50,000 units. 20,000 of them will be Mandarin. They're targeting inbound Chinese tours who bring in mass numbers of Chinese, and they're actually targeting 400,000 Chinese visitors to New York. And they're looking to pre-sell the guides as a souvenir because the guide is not just the ferry and going around, it's also a guide to Manhattan. It gives you quite an overview of the history of Manhattan, places to go, what to do. So again, there's 8 languages in the product, but it's interesting, whereas in Niagara, it was English followed by other languages. This one is Mandarin followed by other languages.
And I know that the number of Chinese travelling around the world is one of the great growth areas.
Oh, it is,
yeah. And every country, including Ireland, is interested in kind of drawing business from them. And
they are, but go to Falls Ireland and tell them to do something about it.
You know,
here's a cruise company coming to us ordering a Mandarin audio guide. Nobody in Ireland is doing that. I've met Falls Ireland about it over 2 years ago, and apart from a few leaflets in Mandarin, that's about it.
Didn't you do something in Mandarin way, way back?
Oh, yeah, we still have it.
In Cork.
We still have our Cork product. Cork City Council are very enlightened. Because we're twinned with Shanghai, they have a Mandarin guide to Cork, which is given out to the very small number of, let's call it Chinese officials who come. So they get an Irish souvenir made in China in Mandarin. And the local hotel here now are also using it for some of their high-end guests. Fort Island. It was the Fort Island Resort. They're using it for high-end guests and they're looking to expand that because I go to China. They don't speak English. So what's the point dragging them around? They're very specific in what they want to see and do, and they're very specific that they need language support.
Have they done their research before and come up with, you know, are they very planful about their travels?
What I've been told is they're different in that, one, it's high-end shopping. They want to spend on high-end shopping, and then they want to do 2 or 3 specific things which are sort of the iconic sites. They don't want anything else. So a few iconic sites, and let me get to BT's if you're in Cork or Dublin.
Right.
Brown Thomas in Dublin have Mandarin-speaking staff for them. Wow. And they will spend a lot of money. A quick story, I was chatting to a girl at an exhibition for Edinburgh Castle Tourism Shop, and we were chatting about inbound, and she was saying, yes, we've had to rejiggle our whole shop for the Mandarin tourists, she said, because a year or so ago, did a guy in who wanted to buy whiskey, and they were showing them the basic whiskey, and he said,
Powers
no.
and...
with Scottish whiskey, in Scotland, yeah, the good Scottish whiskey.
Of course, yeah.
And he said, no, what I want is your most expensive bottle, which they had for £3,000, and he paid cash.
Wow.
And from that, they said they knew they had to rejiggle. They've now brought in a much higher end spec of product for the Chinese.
Does the fact that you manufacture in China help you in any way in persuading people that they should have audio in Chinese?
No. But at least this is a good example of launching into New York with a product that'll be mainly in Mandarin, because they get it. They're a big company. They're in the tourism business. They're making it for Mandarin, and the second language will be Korean.
Right, I haven't heard then any we'll have Korean
English,
yeah,
then we'll have English, French, yes. German, Italian, Portuguese. Portuguese because of the Brazilian connection. But that's a good example of where we've been saying to people, we can arrange Mandarin for you. In this case, they've produced the audio. But it's a good example of what could be done. A bit of foresight is needed in Irish tourism, and it's not always there.
And where do you find people who speak Mandarin to record for you?
Well, in this case, it was all done in New York, so we didn't look after it. But we have found, for example, the Chinese School of Language Studies in Cork University found a wonderful guy, a kid, who actually was a radio presenter in his spare time in China, and now he was studying in Cork. And again, Connor Tallon, our audio guy, gave him his script for the Mandarin Guide 2 years ago, or 2.5 years ago, and he did it in one take.
Wow.
Connor said he'd never seen that before.
Right.
Now, we had it double checked in case he was telling us any old rubbish, but no, he did it in one take and it was correct.
Superb. Now look, you said that 2015 was make or break a year for in-hand guides. What did you mean by that?
We have to turn a profit. It's easy. We have to now become self-sufficient in the sense of on the day-to-day sales, we don't make a profit because we're investing heavily and spending money in CIT.
CIT is Cork Institute of Technology. And that's the whole...
That's where all our design work is done.
Right.
Contracted.
Right.
So we're spending €80,000 a year on technology. So this year, it's make or break for two reasons. One is to make a profit on the day-to-day sales and our running costs. We make a profit on our sales, but it's not enough to cover the wages, and we're expanding and then taking on new people, and we're spending a lot of money on research. But the other reason it's make or break is finally our wireless product will be launched to clients this year. And this is the self-triggering audio player.
This is where you walk into an area and you get what you want.
Exactly. It just comes on.
Yeah.
That'll be launched. In fact, there's samples of it going. My next appointment is CIT to arrange first units to go to the States to an exhibition where it'll be on display for the first time publicly. Just a rough version of it. But Audio Connects, our partners, want to have something to show and say, here's the coming technology. It'll be with clients this summer for actual testing. If all goes to plan, it'll be in Cork, it'll be in Cardiff City, it'll be in Niagara Falls. Testing behind the scenes and limited testing with real visitors. It needs to be launched at the end of this year for next year.
Lovely.
We have clients who are partners who desperately want us. They say this is a major breakthrough in that it's affordable. It's not going to be too expensive to put into it. And it allows now your visitor to wander around. They don't have to worry about Wi-Fi. They don't have to worry about downloading. And the player just works for them.
Of course, that's the thing about it. You're not dependent on Wi-Fi.
Or GPS.
So they will not be consuming data on their mobiles and all that.
No, our triggering technology tells the guide to play. It's very simple.
Yeah.
And we've a worldwide published patent on it. since October of 2014. And we will find out around the end of this year what we've been granted within that patent. The scammers are out already. The minute that published, I was getting wonderful looking official bills from Czech, from Hungary, from Mexico for the bill for publishing our patent. And they're obviously looking at what's been published, because now in the public domain, if you know where to go. So I get a wonderful invoice for our new patent, recently published. Please pay £2,000 now. We've published your patent for you.
Right.
We've done it ourselves. I've had 4 invoices so far. But see, if you're a big company and somebody just, this comes into accounts, somebody might can check.
Yeah.
I keep them and I scan them into the computer if I'm ever asked about things to look out for.
You use the word affordable, and I know that's one of the key features that you publicise. It's one of your key messages about your product. How will affordable stack up with the new technology?
It'll still stack up. It's basically the same product with an antenna. And we've rewritten the software to be triggered by the beacon. So it's the beacon now just simply telling the player, turn yourself on.
Right.
You're here on Grand Parade in Cork. You're here on O'Connell Street. You're here in the Commons Green in Boston. Play track 7.
Right.
It's something we stumbled into and we got to work. And it's one of these things where it just happened. And it turns out what we've come up with is a really silly, simple way to do things. And sometimes they're the best.
Right, that's on the technology front. Mm. It sounds like 2015 is going to be a really big year in terms of the development of the technology. Now, in terms of your profitability, where do you see the main sources of your profitability coming through in 2015?
That'll be sales of the regular product.
Which ones would be the biggest sellers?
Oh, it'll be the American connections. So the Niagara Falls, the Manhattan. We still have our good friends like the Book of Kells and Trinity, but it's volume. You see, we're very happy to sell 2,000 units to Spike Island locally, but we sell 50,000 to Manhattan. So the Manhattan order is 50,000 units. So the margin will be down because the price is lower, but the volume. And we have one or two deals. We have a deal in the offing as well, which again is over 100,000 units.
And have you any new products coming through in the pipeline?
What we have is a dumbed-down version of our current product. So we have a low-cost version, and this really is low-cost, because you're talking of something for $2.50 to land anywhere around the world. And it's a 20-minute simplified version for advocacy. So for the UN-type operations, we can say it's a volume product. You must buy 20,000, for example. But it's 20 minutes. It's slightly lower quality because you don't need bells and whistles. They don't want to hear wonderful music in the background. We don't need the sound effects or that. So it's 20 minutes of audio, but it's still the same durable product. Because we have, as you know, we've discussed it, put operations into the UN in the past, but this is taking it to a wider level. So that product, I was in China December. We were tweaking the end product. We know what it'll look like. It looks like the same product with simpler controls. It just plays. You don't have choose your tracks and you have volume.
Right.
And it's, again, it's brandable. And that'll be launched, I hope, around March, because we're running late with it, but we need to get it out. We've registered with the UN now as a supplier. So once I can now hop on the plane in the new year and head to Geneva to the World Health Organization and say we're a registered supplier with you guys, here's something you don't have in your kit.
And tell me, what is the content of the stuff you're doing for the UN?
Again, it's a blank page. It's whatever they want.
Right.
So, for example, up to now, it's been human rights. But sadly, the recent thing with Ebola would have been perfect, because everybody's concerned about touch, about contact. They could have been dropping in 50,000 of these units in clinics and giving them out to people, warning them about what to do and what not to do with Ebola. And you wouldn't have to stand there chatting to somebody because you're concerned about, since it's spread by touch, these units could be sanitized and given out. And that would be a good example. We have clients who deal in this area who are interested. So it's really looking at all of the problems that World Health Organization faces.
Now, looking ahead into 15 again, you're a man who travels, right? You go to China, you go to the United States, you go to Italy, you go to the UK. Where do you see yourself moving during 2015?
The same path. It'll be, we're employing somebody in the States, so that'll ease some of the travel to the States. There'll be less travel. A lot of it will be just to China, because I must make sure our wireless unit, it's now finishing up in CIT. It has to go out to China. We're looking and advertising at the moment for a wireless technician, an engineer, which is hard. There are not many around, who will then take over the production side. But I need to make sure sort of overall that happens. So same as ever. And there's always a client that wants the CEO. There's that attitude of, I kind of chat to your boss. Or when the boss is coming in, things happen. So there's always that case, unfortunately, that you get so far, and then a sort of, when I come in, the sort of, okay, we'll do it.
Well, before we started talking here, I had a chat upstairs with Jamie, who's your sales and marketing guy, and he was saying that one of the things he's about to do is to go to the UK for an exhibition stand and to meet at a conference.
He's spending 3 or 4 days next week. We're actually at 3 exhibitions in the UK in the next 4 months. Given Living, ACE, and Museums and Heritage. And we're putting a big push into the UK. We've a lot of people interested. I have Cardiff City Council now pretty well signed up as a client, because they've just done all the paperwork to put me on their books. And we hope to have Hull and Humberside. And Hull is a great story, because I went to Hull thinking, well, I wonder, and didn't realise, of course, in my ignorance there, the European City of Culture for 2016.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Plus, Hull has the most wonderful Amsterdam Bruges-style area, because it was a port and heavily linked to Holland. And there are lovely streets in Hull with beautiful old buildings, and within that area they have 6 museums. They have a seafaring museum, which is the history. They have a lovely heritage museum, which is trams and buses and cars. And they also have a museum, and the gentleman's name escapes me, but he's a member of parliament who helped end slave trade in Britain. And there's a museum to his work to end the slave trade. Because again, the slave trade would have come through parts of Hull.
Wilberforce?
Well done, Wilberforce Museum. Well done.
Right, right.
So they're very interested, and they feel our product is ideal for 2016. And they're now looking at funding to do a mass purchase of something like 20,000 units.
Well, if we had time, I would have asked you about wishes. But we've come to the end of our 20 minutes.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks a million, Trevor.